Bana bayis chadash, if you built a new house, v'kana kchelim chadashim, or you bought new vessels. Omer baruch shehechiyanu. You say, baruch ata Hashem lokinu malach olam shehechiyanu v'kiyamanu v'yanu lazman hazeh. That's Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel. Some say you buy it when, some say you make the bracha when you purchase it, others when you use it. Mevarich al hara'a me'en hatova. And you say for bad like good. What does this mean? This means that when something bad happens, which might have a good outcome, you still say dayan ha'emes. So for example, if a wave washed away your entire crop, so you would say dayan ha'emes, the bracha on bad news, even though eventually good might come out from it, because now your field is fertilized and watered and the like. And likewise, valatova mein hara'a, if there's something good that might eventually lead to bad, like you find something, but it might be taken away from by the government, so you make the bracha on good news. You would make hatova meitiv. Hatzoik l'sha'avar. If someone davens out about something that's already in the past, harezu tefila shav. This is a wasted tefila. In other words, we don't pray about things that have happened in the past. We pray about things that will happen in the future. Ketzad, how so? What is an example of this? Haisa ishto mi'uberes. If somebody's wife is pregnant, v'amar yihiratzon shetelet ishti zachar, and you pray that your wife will give birth to a male child, harezu tefila shav, this is a wasted tefila because it's already determined. And we don't pray for miracles. Hayababa derech, likewise, if you're coming along the road, v'shama kol tzivacha b'ir, and you hear crying out in the city, v'amar yiratzon shelo yu elu b'nei vesi, and you say, please God, I hope these screams are not coming from my house, harezu tefila shav, this is a wasted tefila because it already happened. Perek Tes Mishnah Dalet. Hanichnas lekrach mipalol shtayim. When you enter a city, you make two brachos. Achas beknisas v'achnas b'yitziyah. So one when you enter, one when you leave. What bracha are these? We're talking here about a dangerous city. And the Mishnah is telling us that before you enter a situation where you need something, where you need God's help, like the entering of a dangerous city, you should pray for God's assistance. And likewise, after God has protected you and you turned out safe, then you should thank him. So therefore, when you enter the city, you should say, Yihi ratzon melfanacha, shetachniseni lekrach zeh l'shalom. You pray to God that you enter the city in peace. And when you leave, you should say, Moda ani lefanacha, Hashem Elokai, shotzeisani mikrach zeh l'shalom. You say, thank you, God, for taking me out, for allowing me to leave in peace. Ben Azay Omer Arba. Ben Azay says there are four tefilos that you say. Shnayim b'knisa. So two when you enter. Before you enter, you say, Yihi ratzon shetachniseni lekrach zeh l'shalom. Please, God, allow me to enter this city in peace. Ulaachar shenichnas Omer mode ani shehichnas tani lekrach zeh l'shalom. After you enter, you thank God for bringing you into the city in peace. Ushtayim b'yitziyaso, and you make two brachos when you leave. When you're planning to leave, you say, Yihi ratzon shetotzieni mikrach zeh l'shalom. Please, God, allow me to leave this city in peace. And after you leave, you say, thank you, God, for having allowed me to have left in peace. V'nosein hodah l'sha'avar, v'tzoik La'asid lavo. In general, you should always give thanks in one's prayers for that which was done in the past, and you should cry out in supplication for that which you beseech in the future.